Bezdaf is Daf Samach Aleph. If you remember, we're holding right at the two dots. Now, we had a number of different cases, and the last case that we had that we discussed where you would need Arba Tiglachayot was a case where he was a Nazir who was Tamei Vadai and Mukhlat Vadai. He still needed to go through four Tiglachayot. This is the way Tosis understands the Gemara's point that's being made right now. Boy Rami Bar Choma. Hani arba tiglachiyot tikomar mishum mitzvah or mishum ihebure se'ar tuma. The question is like this. Out of these four tiglachiyot, the third tiglachat, the guy was definitely a mukhlat. He was a mukhlat vadai. The first two tiglachiyot were the tiglachat rishonah of the mitzorah. The second one is tiglachat ashniya. The third one was the tiglachat tuma because he was vadai tameh. My question, says Rami Bar Choma, is that in a case where you have a tiglachat tum'ah, do you need a real tiglachat? I mean, it's a strange situation. We had 7 days after completing the tiglachat of the tzarat hashniya, he went ahead and was once again doing a tiglachat. But that wasn't a real tiglachat. That was that he needed, like every nazir tameh, he needs to get rid of whatever hair he has in order to start over. So is the tiglachat tum'ah a true tiglachat, where there's a mitzvah to do it betar, the way it is with the nazir tor, or is the tiglachat of tumah preparation to do what it is that you need to do, to keep your nazirut tara? But you certainly don't need to have all of the mitzvah that's involved in the nazir tor's tiglachat. Labai nafkamina. What would be the difference? The difference would be obvious, says the Gemara. Labai nafkamina laburi benasha. Can you use a depilatory? So, iamrit bishum mitzvah, suddenly burbanasha lo. If the din of the tiglachat of a nazir tameh is to remove hair, then okay, you could entertain maybe nasha, but if it's bishum mitzvah, then it's the same mitzvah that you always have, which means that it has to be done dafke betar. That's what we learned out from the limud of the zikano. And therefore, I need to determine. And what's the difference? Use whatever you want to beam up, or use laser beams as far as I'm concerned. My, what would be the din? Oh, my Rava Tashma. Says Rava, look at the Mishnah. Would be true about any case of an Nazir Tamei. Correct. Yes. That. Correct. This is the way Tosis understands it. And this bothers Tosis. I mean, we really simply could have said, what's the din of a tiglachat of a Nazir Tamei? I mean, we don't have to come on to this crazy case. But says Tosis, I have no choice but to learn it this way. Because think for a minute. What's the alternative? That we're talking about specifically the cases of the Mishnah? That's the case. In the Mishnah, every one of these tiglachiyot is a suffix nazir tar. The only case where it's not, and therefore, of course, you would have to be betar because you're trying to be yotzi b'tzara suffix yurchiyah. The only case where there's no suffix is the case that we raised just now, where you have a vadai mukhlat and a vadai tame. So there you can isolate the nazir tame. So I'm forced to say that that's the question. And since that's the question, the truth is it really could have been just said stop. You know, what's the din of a nazir tameh that is going ahead? Okay. So Tosa says, Bikitsur, Hayaya Cholomar, Tiglach Nazir Tameh, Tzrichat Har and Tzrichatar. Simply ask it right out. But since the sugya is comparing Tiglachayot, we're gonna try to bring a raya from the comparison of the Tiglachayot, so Mamela we raised it here. But it doesn't need to be raised here. It's only answered here. Omar Rava Tashma. Now this Tashma, Tosis finds very problematic. The Tashma of Rava is from the Mishnah. Umigaleach arba tiglachiyot. Says the Gemara, says Rava, well, if it says arba tiglachiyot, isa kadaykla bishumi hiburei seyar tuma, afilu bishalosh namisagya. If it's in order to simply take off the Seir Tamei, why do you need Arba Tiglachiyot? We'd be able to do even three Tiglachiyot, and one of them could be done with Nasha. But then, says Tosis, but this doesn't really make sense, because I already said you can't bring a Raya from the Mishnah, because in the Mishnah, the truth is that you have a Sofik Nazir Torah on every one, so what is it talking about? Says Tosis, you know what it's got to be talking about? Some say it's just because it uses the same lashon for all of them. So it means that it must have all the same mitzvah. That's a pretty weak raya. But he says, maybe the idea is this. A tiglachat that is being made, where you know that that tiglachat can't possibly be matir you in shtiyas yayin and tuba l'meisim, is certainly not, does not have to be the tiglachat of the mitzvah that you're chayev in a tar. Unless there's be'etzem adin in tiglachat that needs to be tar. Very weak teretz. There is a brilliant teretz. Push it, pshat nesugya, until you feel like kissing me. The shita, it's a shita of the Chachmei Avana, one of some of the Balei Tosfos. They say it means exactly what it says. Listen to this brilliance. I'm telling you. It says like this. If the din of the tiglachat is a halacha in specifically tar, okay. But suppose the tiglachat were the tiglachat that could be done afilu benash, right? Okay. A filo benasha. Depilatory. So then, what would be the meaning of the third tiglachat? The third tiglachat is simply, in terms of the nazir tameh, is simply the removal of hair. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai's entire explanation yesterday of why the tiglachat of the mitzora wouldn't be good enough for the tameh is because, well, I mean, it's not the same technical tiglachat, the same context. What do you mean? There is no tiglachat. There is no context. Did you cut off his hair as a mitzvah? You did. So then that counted for the tumah too, because all you needed was to remove the hair, for God's sake. Did you remove the hair? You didn't remove the hair. Fine. So you took care of the tumah the same time you took care of the tzaras. You only need three tiglachiot at all. Not that you need three plus one of nasha. The Gemara means exactly what it's saying. You would have been yotzei, tumah and tzaras with the second tiglachat. And now, Mamanashach, you're doing the last remaining tiglachat for Nazir Torah. It's so beautiful. It's so, Gemara is saying exactly what it means. Why do you need four tiglachiot? You only need three because the second one was removal of air. Removal of air is good only for anybody. Right? Fantastic. So therefore, B'sholosh Ramisagi, why isn't three enough? Shema mina mishum mitzvah, shema mina. So you see that all you need is to do it that you need to do it mishum mitzvah, in fact, and not simply because of ivurei seyar. Hadran alach shnei nezirim. Hakutim en lem nezirut. Now we're moving on to a completely different sugya. And the question is, who is included in the mitzvah of nezirut? So kutim here, kutim is meant in the sense of hagoyim. And the truth is the censor changed. It was changed for the censor. The real lashon of the Mishnah in most of the Rishonim is Hagoyim. Ein lam nezirut. Nashim va'avadim yesh lahem nezirut. Chomra b'nashim me'ba'avadim. However, there's a difference between women and avadim. They're more chomer than women because a man can be kofet avdo. Shu kofet avdo. He can be kofet, force his eved. We'll see how we know that, to be over on his nezirut. But he cannot force his wife to be over on her nezirut. Now, says the Gemara, katani akutim enem nezirut, minani mile. The truth is, it's a funny question. How do we know that goyim don't have nezirut? Why the heck would they have nezirut? It's like, why do we need a raya? So Tosa says, the reason that we need a raya is because we learn out from the halacha of ish ish, that they're of the kochavim, or nodrim nadorim v'nadavot ki Yisrael. So if they are nodrim nedarim v'nedavot, as we've already seen, nezirut is part of the general dinim of nedarim, and we know that the entire parsha of the dor, despite the fact that those nidrei hegdish, is interrelated, so I would have thought that perhaps they can even be noder and nezirut. Therefore, I'm asking, how do I know that they cannot be?
Is this why it was censored, because of Yeshki the Nazir, so to speak?
Oh, that's interesting. That's very interesting. Think of that. The Nazarene, Nezirut, the connection of Nezirut to Nazareth. Yeah. Anyway, Katani Hakutim en Nezirut, Binanimi. The Tanur Rabbanan, the Beral B'nei Yisrael. It says Beferish in the Torah, the Parsha of Nezirut is Ish O Ishaki Afli Lindor Neder Nozir La Azir La Hashem was said the Beral B'nei Yisrael. So what do you need a bigger raya than that for? Daber al b'nei Yisrael v'lo l'ovdei kochavim v'amarta aleihem. What is the amarta aleihem? I mean, it says daber. What do you need v'amarta? The amarta aleihem is to be marba even avadim. The rabotet avadim. So, but why do we need to be marba avadim? Lamali kra, instead avadim. Ha'amrit go, don't we have a general rule that kol mitzvah she'ayisha chayevet ba evet chayev ba? Where do we have the idea that this is different? On Marova, Shiny Och, I'll tell you why. Because since it says in this posik, Le'esor Isar al Nafsho, even though this is said Legabe Nidorim, which is, you think is different, but here the posik anyway compares Kiyafi Lindor Neder Nazil Hazar, which means we compare the two parshas. So Legabe Nidorim, it says Le'esor Isar al Nafsho. What's the pshat al Nafsho? Means somebody that owns himself, on himself, al Nafsho. The whole point of an Eved, this is a Nafsho, Misha Nafsho Knuya Lo. Yatsa Eved, She'in Nafsho Knuya Lo. The Eved, however, I would think, that just as he cannot be Lesser Isar al Nafsho, he also can't make a Nazirut. So Ho'il Ve'in Nafsho Knuya Lo, Ema Gabi Nazir Nami Lo. So perhaps he's excluded from Lesser Isur, he's also excluded from Nazir Lahazir. Therefore, kamash malan, the extra v'amarta aleihem, for a broader amira, to include not only the obvious B'nai Yisrael, but even the avadim. Omar Mar, getting back to your raya that excludes goyim, you said, Omar Mar, daberol B'nai Yisrael v'lola ovdei kochavim. Are you trying to tell me that every time it says B'nai Yisrael, it cannot include goyim at all? How about by the Parsha of Arachin, where we have, which of course just happens to be this week's Parsha, but would we say, over there it says, Daber al B'nai Yisrael, it also says the Lashon of Daber al B'nai Yisrael, V'tanya B'nai Yisrael Ma'arichin, V'ein of Dekochavim Ma'arichim, which is fine, that indeed it means only B'nai Yisrael, but not Akum. But look at the continuation. You might think that they're excluded from the entire parsha. In other words, if a Jew would say, the erech of that goy is on me, I have to pay what he is valued as for the Beit HaMikdash, you might think that he doesn't have a value because he's not included in the parsha of erechin. So therefore comes along the pasuk to say, no, ish kiafli lindor, that ish comes to tell me that it includes any man, whether he's Jewish or non-Jewish. So why don't we say the same thing should be true in this case? Because we says Isho Ishaki Afilindo Neder Nazil Hazer. So just like Isho over there means a generic human, here too it means a generic human. Ah, you'll say, but it says Daberol B'nai Yisrael. It says Daberol B'nai Yisrael by Erechin also. Later on, the Gemara is going to sharpen this question. Because obviously what we need to explain is what was the miut referring to and what was the ribui referring to. Because by Erechin you have both the miut and the ribui. So there must be two parts. And the Gemara later will discuss what are the two parts. Okay. So why don't we say that we should include, therefore, in some element of Nazirut, even the Ovdei Kochavim, says the Gemara, because Shani Ochad Yomar Kro, La'aviv Uli'imo, Lo Yitama. It says here, as part of the dinim of Nazirut, that he cannot be metame to aviv and imo. But that tells me, if we're talking as part of the parsha of Nazirut, that he cannot be metama b'motam, because kinezer elav al rosho, that means that only someone who can have an aviv imo to be metame to has a nezer elav al rosho. If he doesn't have a father and a mother, he doesn't have the, in other words, in theory, he doesn't have the din of Nazirut at all. Yatza Ovid Kochavim She'ed Lo Av, an Ovid Kochavim doesn't have a father. What are you talking about? Lamai, what do you mean doesn't have a father? We're not talking about a ger here. We're talking about an Ovid Kochavim. So what are you saying? Doesn't have a father. Lamai, I mean, normally a father means, in the context of the Torah, that there's a retzef of generations. So in other words, a father means someone who will give a Yerusha to a child. That's what defines the relationship of the Yachas to a father. You're telling me that a Goy does not have Yerusha? It's not even true. A goy definitely does have a din of Yerusha. Oved kochavim yoreshet aviv devar Torah. It's a beferish a pasuk that says ki Yerusha le'esav natati et har seir. A Yerusha does not mean a temporary thing that's given to one generation of Esav. It means it's given to him to be Morish Levanav as a parallel to the Eretz Yisrael that was given Yerusha to Avram Avinu. So that means Av Laben. So what do you mean he doesn't have a father? No, it doesn't mean he doesn't have a father in terms of Yerusha. It means in this case, he doesn't have a father in terms of the Rich. Doesn't have a father in terms of the Chiyav of Kibbut Avim. In other words, he only has Sheva Mitzvah B'nai Ne'er. Sheva Mitzvah B'nai Ne'er doesn't include Kibbut Avim. So therefore, that relationship to a father he doesn't have. Ela b'mishum muzhar al kibud aviv, someone who has a mitzvah to be b'chaved aviv. Okay, so we say if he has a mitzvah to be b'chaved aviv, he has to be matami li aviv, and therefore it says lo aviv lo yitama. But if he doesn't have the mitzvah of kibud av, what are you telling me lo aviv lo yitama? Why would I think lo aviv yitama? I mean, this is not supposed to be matami at all. So therefore, in this case, it excludes the goy, and we would not include the goy just because of the pasuk ish. Says the Gemara. Yeah, we'll talk about that. Says the Gemara, Miktiv, Kabeda Vicha Gabi Nazir. Where do you come off saying that it's talking about, because of the fact that it says not to be Batame to his father, therefore it's talking about somebody who has a Chiev of Kibbut Av, but it says something over here about the Kabeda Vivimo in the Parsha of Nazir, so you have a right to say that in this case we're going to define a father as somebody that you're Mukhiev to be Mechabed. Where do we get such a thing from? Bishleima, Tosis points out, we didn't ask before, does it say anything about Yerusha? No, because that's the definition of Avhut all over. So it's in the context of the Dorot, which includes Yerusha. But Kibud? I mean, why is Kibud, as any father will tell you, that certainly doesn't define the relationship. So therefore, the question is, again, if we have no right to insert that, how do we know that an Eved isn't included? And a goy isn't included. Elo amakro. Okay, let's try another approach. It says laviv elimo lo yitama. Okay, mi sheyesh lo tuma. It's talking only about someone who can have tuma by touching or being exposed in an oil to tummy. But a goy doesn't have that whole din. Yotzo vekochavim she'en lo tuma. There's no din of tuma at all if he touches a mate. Richie.
Yeah. If he touches a mate.
If he touches a mate. Five word loop. What do you mean? Boy, this is a very poor USB key. I mean, we're talking about, 10 kilobytes of data here.
Ask him if it has to do with sailing or not.
So, the Ovid Kechovim obviously doesn't mean an Ovid Kechovim doesn't have tumah in terms of being metame if he's dead. That's not the point. It's talking about over here for the child to be metame for the body of the father. Is he going to be makabel tuma in there at all? This is a, do you have the key? We're locked out of the daf. We're in a room near the daf. Are you here? Well, open the door. We'll be coming. All right. So, as the Gemara, you're assuming he doesn't have tuma. Where do you get the idea from that he doesn't have any tuma? So where is the din of tuma said? In the Parsha Parah Aduma, where it talks about someone who has a kahal that he could have karet from. Okay? So therefore, we can't be talking about a goy, because it says specifically, b'mishi yesh lo kahal. We're talking to a person who has a concept of kritut ha-nefesh b'toch ha-kahal. What is that kahal? Kahal adat Yisrael, yes. Where do we see that it's called kahal akum as a chashivas of a kahal? So, mishi yesh lo kahal. Yatzazer she'en lo kahal. We even have a suffix whether kahal gerim is called kahal. Right? Kahal Hashem, does that include the kahal of gerim or not? That's a machloket. So that's the shaila. So if that's the case, the entire dinim of tumah wasn't said to somebody who doesn't have a kahal. And therefore, the mitzvah of nozir, where it says, the dinim of tuma lo yitama, was also not said to the nozir. To the goy. Yeah. Yes, key, but I want to sabajash every moment is kadosh here. Right, you still have a few minutes. I don't want to waste your time. So, okay, says the Gemara. Now, wait a second. I mean, that doesn't tell you he doesn't have tuma. That tells you he doesn't have karis. It says, the v'nichrata nefeshe mitoch ha-kahal, the din of karet for tuma, who goes into the Beit HaMikdash, which I would say, I mean, what do you mean? A goy would have karet? Well, I mean, where in other mitzvahs a goy has karet? So the Rishonim say maybe when it comes to this din of violation of the kedusha, the Beis Hamikdash, maybe enochinami. Ah, even the goy has karet. Okay. So therefore, I need to tell me that no, there's no din of karet in this case. Yeah, perhaps, but it certainly doesn't say there's no din of tuma that we can use now. The pasuk to be memayit a goy completely from the din of nazirut, says the Gemara, Omar Krovi hiza hatahor al hatame. But take a look here in the dinim of tuma, and tell me whether you think a goy can be included. It says hiza hatahor al hatame. So now, does a goy have hazaya? It says the ferish of nepor aduma lemishmeret bnei Yisrael. So that means there's no din of the mishmaret of the Yefer Parah for a goy. In which case, he cannot be included in this parsha of Hazoya at all. So what it seems to be saying is that kol sheyeshlo tahora, yeshlo tuma. I mean, that's what he's saying. He's a ha-tahor al ha-tameh. Ha-tahor al ha-tameh is telling you that it's basically one issue. If you've got the process of this tahara of Hazoya, then there's al ha-tameh. But kosher ain't lo tara, ain't lo tuma. I mean, aren't you sort of jumping to conclusions? Maybe it's just saying you can't be matayr a guy. So if he was ever makabel tuma, you can't be matayr him. But where does it say you can ever be matayr him, Richie? So a matara udalo havile, but tuma havile, right? Or makra? No, ish asher yitama velo yitchata. That's comparing the two. Yitama v'lo yitchata. The two things are basically the same issue. And therefore, Tosis learns maybe it's the extra word, asher yitama. To just say, ish asher lo yitchata, obviously it's referring to somebody who's tameh. But Tosis also says that even tefillah, there's no din of tefillah even on an akum, because we know that we compare tefillah to hazoya from v'chito b'yom ha-shvi'i, which is followed over achatz b'mayim v'tahar. So that means the whole process of Tyre doesn't apply. The whole process of Tyre doesn't apply. Then that means he's excluded from the Parsha of Tuma also. So therefore, being excluded from that Parsha, he's also excluded from the Parsha of Nezirut, where it says, Lo Aviv Lo Yitama. Ravacha Bar Yaakov Amer. Ravacha Bar Yaakov says, let's go back to the original approach. The original approach is he doesn't have an Av Lagabe Yerusha. You're saying, but it says he does have an Av Lagabe Yerusha. Because it says Natati Harseyurleis of Yerusha, but that's not Yerusha. Where does the Torah talk about Yerusha openly? A din of Nachala. There's only one place where it says Vitnachalta to give a Yerusha. Where is that? Believe it or not, in the Parsha of Eved Knani, where it says Vitnachalta Motam Livnechem Acharecha. So there it's defining a much more complex Yerusha, where you give over to your children the ownership of other humans. Now that's already a higher level of Yerusha, which indeed does not apply to an Akum, who doesn't have a Kinyan Aguf in an Eved. And because of that, an Akum is not included in this Din V'Nachalta V'Tam L'Vnechem, Koshi Yeshlo Nachala of this type, that is even able to give over a nefesh, their yeshlo tuma, the kosher ain't lo nachla of this type. All he could give over is some cheap, trust funds and so on. That's not called a nachla. So kosher ain't lo nachla, ain't lo tuma, and he's not included now in the whole parasha of the nazir because of that.
Last week, when we had the recent parsha, when he said that over acre mitzvahs gear when the Jews.
Let me just clarify one word before you ask. I'm just afraid it's misleading. Eino bechlal tuma does not mean he doesn't have tuma, which it's a very poor choice of words because it makes you think that we're going back to this sugya of tuma. It means eino bechlal tuma of la'aviv alimo lo yitama. It's nothing to do with whether he would be tame or not. He's going back to the original Yerusha. It's unfortunate that we just were talking about tuma in another sense. I'm sorry. Yes. Yes, yes. No. Just come to the end. That it says that a goy. Yes, but I said a kinyan haguf. A Jew on a Jew even doesn't have a kinyan haguf. Koshkein the akum. But this sugya of kinyan haguf by goy is a big sugya, but it has nothing to do with that pasuk that you're bringing. Okay, and the Gemara goes through all thinking that bikoin avodim zemizeh, what type of kinyan is it, and so on. And we're making the assumption that all the kinyan haguf are gabi nachal. Fine. So let us continue. Therefore, the first approach was correct, and it was just referring to nachala. So now, as the Gemara, but wait, if that's the case, avodim have the same problem. If you're telling me I cannot be marba from the ish because there's no lo yitama of a father, la aviv, an eved has exactly the same problem. There's no yerusha on this level of an eved, no yachas on this level of an eved, chiyus on this level. So then we should also say that we can't use v'amartalem to be marba avadim, because we're being memayet avadim from the words la aviv lo yitama, so yachi avadim na'amilo. Therefore, something is wrong. Something is fundamentally wrong. And therefore, we come to an Ella. Ella Amar Rava, look, your whole question was never a question. It was never a question. By Erechin, we had two separate elements that we had to make up our minds about. We had, can they be Ma'arich? In other words, can they be the ones who make the neder to give to Hegdish the value? And then there was a separate question, can they be Ne'arach? So we had, one was a Ribui, which was Ish, one, that's Lagabi, that they are this the object that I can go ahead and be Ma'arich. But the question, can they be the Ma'arichim, in other words, to be the subject, to be the ones who actually do the Erechim, that they cannot, because it says B'nai Yisrael. So there's no contradiction between the two. One was referring to one aspect, one was referring to another aspect. What was your ridiculous question? Since it says B'nai Yisrael, now, it doesn't mean that it doesn't include Akum because we could have Ish. Because by Erechim we could. Can you tell me what the two issues over here are? If the Torah is B'mayit B'nai Yisrael, only B'nai Yisrael, you're coming to tell me, well, it doesn't really mean it? Of course it really means it. I mean, so what's the other issue? Therefore, Elam Arava, look. I mean, by Erechim, where it says the words, Gabi Erechim Shenemar B'nai Yisrael, there I explain those words as B'nai Yisrael Marichim, Ve'ino Avdei Kochavim Marichim. And that stands. That's true. Now, we continue on to say, what about the other issue? Yocho she'inam ne'erachin. There's a whole other question over here. So for that, we said, Tamad lomar ish. But what are you going to say over here? What are the two pieces of the action over here, one of which is going to be included from ish, and one of them is going to be excluded from B'nai Yisrael? There aren't two issues. Oh, I know what you're thinking. You're going to tell me that maybe it's like this, that hacha, what are you going to say? That B'nai Yisrael are nozrin and maybe in korban, but an akum is a nozir or maybe korban. So maybe that means they can't be a nozir at all just because they can't bring a korban, tamad lomar ish. That's how you would try to parse it, right? You'll say that one is referring to the whole parsha, which includes the final korban, the zirut. That, the Torah is saying, is only B'nai Yisrael, because only B'nai Yisrael could bring that korban. The other people, maybe that means they can't even make the neder. No, they can make the neder because it says no drink in the dark. Hit him. Do something. He's bigger than you? I don't think that works for Richard. No, I meant the scary faces. Oh, I think he's passed
back. Doesn't work on my kids anymore.
Then you know it's over. You're halfway done when you can't scare your kids. So now, that, says Rava, that is not a possible drasha. I'll tell you what. And it's not a question whether it's reasonable or not. It's impossible. Because I have a completely different source for the halacha that a goy cannot bring a korban in the zeros. So that's not a problem. Because that I learn That's imishum korban lav miocha nafkale. I don't need this pasuk to be memayat korban because this is not where I know it from. Elamehatam, I know it from a completely different source. And that is where the Torah says the words le'ola, daber al aron lo'banav, ish ish v'beit Yisrael minager b'Yisrael she'akriv korbano l'chol nidrayam l'chol nidvotam asher yakriv ala Hashem le'ola. So over there we darshan ish ish includes even an akum. But includes the akum for what? Lo'ola. So that means a goy can bring a korban oila. But that's all he can bring. And therefore, he cannot bring prat v'nezirut. Divrei Rabbi Yossi HaGlilus, I already know that he can't bring a korban nezirut. So don't tell me I need daber al b'nei Yisrael in the parsha of ki lozir l'hazir to tell me that that doesn't include a goy. So tell me now how you would parse it. What is included because of the ish and what is excluded because of b'nei Yisrael? Go ahead. I challenge you. Well, wait a minute. Maybe it means that B'nai Yisrael and only B'nai Yisrael can be Nozrin and Nizrut Olam. But an Ovdei Kakovin can't be Nozrin and Nizrut Olam. But you might think that they can't be Nizirim at all. For that it says Ish. Maybe that's how to read it. So, Ein Ovdei Kakovin Nozrin Nizrut Olam. Lyoko Loyo Nizirim. Tamud Lomar Ish. So then that still would stand. And that would mean that Goyim should be included. So why does the Mishnah say Goyim are not included? Says Rabbi Yochanan, come on, well, it doesn't say anything about Nazir Olam. Well, Miktiv Nazir Olam, it says something about a Nazir Olam over here, it says Nazirut. So I mean, you don't have a right to parse a pasuk by making up cases, maybe this, maybe that. I mean, what, it's not a Mishnah. You're trying to say what the pasuk is referring to. Okay, says Gemara, but still I could come up with a possible parsing. Maybe the pshat is like this, that Daber al b'nei Yisrael, that's in terms of the halacha of being madirin b'neihem b'nazir. So indeed, only b'nei Yisrael can make their children nazirim. But in of de kochavim madirim b'neihem, goyim can't make their children nazirim. So you might think, but that means they themselves can't be nazirim. Lo yocho lo yu nazirim at all, tamud lomar ish. So now I would be able to say the b'nei Yisrael is mamayet, the children, the rights over the children. And the ish is marbe, the din of Naziris by a goy. Can't be true, sir. Because Om Rabbi Yochanan, halacha hi benazir. What are you trying to tell me? That we're going to parse a posik in terms of halacha l'mashmi Sinai. That's absurd. For two reasons. I mean, first of all, the halacha is never given to tell me the din of the akum. So why in the world would I think that a goy would be included in halacha l'mashmi Sinai that he can be menazir his child? I mean, it's a ridiculous Havamina. But even if somehow or other you could explain the Havamina, it doesn't make sense. Because the whole point of being a halacha l'mashmi Sinai means it's not what the Torah is openly addressing in the Torah Shebiksav. So how could I say that the Torah Shebiksav puts in an extra word, B'nai Yisrael, to be mamayit from halacha l'mashmi Sinai? It doesn't make sense. Therefore, that's also an impossible parsing. But a father can madir his shan. Ema b'nei Yisrael megalchen al nezirut avim. Okay, wait. What it maybe means like this. Daber al b'nei Yisrael, because remember we had a whole halacha that if a father dies leaving money which was stam, so the child is yorish that money, he could use that money for his own korban nezirut, which is like a big chiddush, right? So maybe that's exactly what it's referring to. That's only true of b'nei Yisrael can be megalchen al nezirut avim. But a goy whose father left over korbanos for naziris cannot use those naziris for his naziris. But yocholoyin nazirim, you might think they're not nazirim at all. Tamad lomar ish. So maybe that's the way to say it. No, the whole halacha. Remember, Rabbi Yochanan had a whole list of things. It was halacha ibn nazir. Remember, so Rabbi Yochanan said this was also halacha ibn nazir. This din that you're able to use the father's korban is halacha ibn nazir, and therefore, since it's halacha ibn nazir, obviously, it cannot be that which the Torah is coming to address. Or, as we see the other pshat, anyway, there would never be a havamina to include a goy in the halacha l'meshem Sinai. Boy, Rami Barchana. Hani arbati glachiyot ka'omar mishum mitzvah o mishum yivurei seyar tumah. L'may nafkimina liburi benasha. Si yamrit mishum mitzvah laburi benasha lo. Yamrit mishum yivurei seyar tumah afilo esach yanasha nami. May. Omar Rava Tashma, umigaleach arba tiglachiot. Why do you need four? Afilu b'shalosh na misagile. Shma mina, mishum mitzvah, shma mina, hadron alach shle nezirim. Hakutim ein la nezirut, nashim v'avadim, yesh lam nezirut. Chomer b'nashim hi b'avadim, shu kofet avdo, v'eino kofet ishto. Katari hakutim ein la nezirut, minanim yili. Why isn't this part of the Lindor Neder of the Ish Ish by the Rabbi Seyed de Kechavim? Because the Tanur Rabbanan daber al b'nei Yisro, v'lo lev de Kechavim. V'yomar talayim is extra l'rabot et avadim. But why do we need a pasuk l'rabot et avadim? I thought Amr told mitzvah she'isha chayevet ba'evet chayev ba. Omar Rav, because it's a unique situation. Shaina yochad yomar krala, sorry, sorrow nafsho. So by nedorim of yisr nefesh, and evet is excluded, because zoni mishin nafsho knuyalo. Yotz evet shein nafsho knuyalo. So I would have thought, oh, vein nafsho knuyalo. For Isser, Sa'im Agabi Nazir Namilo, and he's not included, Kamashman, Vyamar Taliyam, to expand that I want this to be said even to Avoy. Or Marmar, Dabero B'nai Yisro, Velolo of the Kechavim. What is that? That's a given, that Kolhechad Echtiv Yisro, you can't include of the Kechavim at all, V'Agabi Arachin, it says Dabero B'nai Yisro, V'Tanya, B'nai Yisro, or Ma'arichin, Veno of the Kechavim Ma'arichin. Continues the bright as a Yocho, Lo Yunarachin also, Talmud Lomar Ish. Yeah, but that's different because we have an extra mir over here. Shani Yochad Amakrola Avivali Molo Yitama. So that means in the parsha of Nezirut is included only people who can have a father. Mishi Yeshlo Ava. No, Vikachovim can't have a father. See, Yotzev Vikachovim Shein Lo Ava. What do you mean he can't have a father? Linyan what? Can't have a father. Lamai. Ilay Milayin Yerushav. Am Rabbi Abarav. Am Rabbi Yochanan. Vikachovim Yoreshet Aviv Devar Torah. Shem Bekirusha Leisav Natat Yitar Seir. Okay, I take that back. I mean a father in terms of kibbut av. Mishim yuzaro kibbut aviv. What do you have a right to say that? Miktiv kabed avicha gabi nazir. Elom akral aviv ala tama lo yitama. Obviously, it's got to be referring to somebody, but mishi yesh lo tuma. And they, over here in Akum, doesn't have tuma. So yotza oveko chavim she'en lo tuma. What gives you the idea she'en lo tuma? Minola, delat lo tuma. Well, it says, Omar Kro, Isha Sher Yitama, Velo Yitchata, V'nichata, Nefeshi Mitoch HaKahal. So, he obviously can't be included in that, because he doesn't have a Kahal. So, Misha Yish Lo Kahal. Yot is a She'en Lo Kahal, and therefore doesn't have Tuma. Well, who says he doesn't have Tuma? Maybe he doesn't have Karet. Mimai, Dilma Karetu Dilo Mechayev, Avadi Tumu Yimitamu. Omar Kro, V'yizah, Tohar Latamei, which tells me, Koshi Yish Lo Tohara, Yish Lo Tuma, V'koshi Yen Lo Tohara, Yen Lo Tuma. And over here, he doesn't have Torah because it's Levnei Yisrael Mishmeret. Well, how do you know to make that comparison? Maybe Torah hu delo havilei, but Tuma yes havilei. No, because it's extra. I'm going to Ish Asher Yitama velo yitchata. I mean, obviously, Asher Yitama velo yitchata. You just say Ish Asher lo yitchata. So it's telling me there's a comparison of the Yitama to the yitchata. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Omer, Shinei Hachad Yom Hakovid Nachaltem Otam Levneichem Achareichem. I like the first pshat. He doesn't have an av in the typical usage of av. The usage of av is Yerusha. You're telling me, but there is a Yerusha because of Har Seir. That's not called Yerusha. The Torah's use of the word Yerusha includes avonim because it says it Nachaltem Otam Levneichem Achareichem. So that tells us Koshe Yeshlo Nachla on that level Yeshlo Tuma. But Koshe Einlo Nachala, it doesn't mean Einlo Tuma, meaning to become Tame. It means Einlo Tuma, to be Chayev in Litame La Aviv. Koshe Einlo Nachala, Einlo Tuma. Says the Gemara, Yochi Avonim Nami, lo. So why can't we exclude Avonim for exactly the same reason? They can't be Morish Avonim. Elam Arava, forget about it. The whole question didn't even make any sense. Because by Erechin, you're able to parse the issue into two very separate issues. There it says, B'nai Yisrael, that teaches us B'nai Yisrael Ma'arichin, Veina of the Kochavi Ma'arichin. Now, the Brayta speaks out. You might think that they can't be the object of a Jew's Erech. Siyocholoyu Ne'erachin, Tambalomer Ish. But what are you going to say it's here? I know what you're thinking. You're going to try to say like this. Acha, you'll say, B'nai Yisrael Nozrin, meaning Nozrin, the complete process. Nozrin, Omevim Korban. Whereas only B'nai Yisrael do that, Be'ena of the Kochavi Nozrin, Omevim Korban. And now, you'll say the equivalent of, but what about just? What's the just? Yochol af lo yinazirim ka. What about just to be a nazir without bringing a karban? Talmud lomar ish. And therefore you want to say it's parallel to the way we have two separate issues by Erechin. That's not true. Because that would mean that the whole potik would be coming to be mamayet, a goy, from bringing a karban nazirut. And imishum karban, if that's the point, I don't know that from here. Lav mihocha nafkalei. I know that from the riboy in the posik of ish ish, ends with the word Asher Yakriva LaHashem Le'ola, which means that it's only, even though a goy can bring a carbon, he can only bring a carbon Ola. Prat l'nezirut, divrei Rabbi Yossi Haglili. So I already know he can't bring a carbon nezirut. And therefore, it must be telling me over here he can't be a Nazir at all. ILS, so what do I need to know? He can't bring a carbon nezirut if he can't be a Nazir. So it says it means he can't bring a carbon nezirut even for somebody else who can be a Nazir. Okay, whatever. There's other approaches to that. So, but I have another possibility. Maybe there's two. The two issues are like that. Maybe. Maybe B'nai Yisrael Nazrim, meaning Nazrim nezirut olam. But only B'nai Yisrael can do that. B'nai Yisrael Dekachov Nazrim nezirut olam. And now we could say, maybe there can't be an Azir at all. For that, it says Tamud Lamar Ish. Reb Yochel, what do you have a right to insert Nazir Olam for over here? It doesn't say anything here about a Nazir Olam. Michtiv Nazir Olam, I don't even talk about Nazir Olam. I mean, that whole thing is, it doesn't appear here. It's Aim of B'nai Yisrael. Maybe then it means this, B'nai Yisrael. And only B'nai Yisrael can be Madir B'nai Yem B'Nazir. Whereas Aino of Dikachum Madir B'nai Yem B'Nazir. And now the other side would be, so you might think that means they can't be Nazirim at all? Yochaloy Nazirim Tam Lamra Ish. No. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, that whole deal is halacha. If it's halacha l'majmi Sinai, then it can't be the object of what the pasuk is talking about. Halacha ibn Azir. Okay. Now let's try parsing it this way. Eimer ben Yisrael megalchen al nazirut avien. The father dies leaving over the stam money. But Eino of Dekachav Megalchen Nazirut avien. Yocho, you might think that means that they can't be Nazirim at all. Yocholoi Nazirim Tamad Lomar Ish. Can't do that either, sir. Ha'itmar Amr Rabbi Yochanan Halacha Ibn Azir. It's also Halacha Ibn Azir. And therefore, we cannot be mamayated from a pasuk. A pasuk is not addressing that.